This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnah Yemi, we are in Kalim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph, V'yesh Amru B'mida Dako. When it comes to volume, we find sometimes that we use small shiurim. It's important to understand that there were three different systems of shiurim: Midbar, Desert, Yerushalayim, and Sipari. Midbar was the smallest. As opposed to Yerushalayim, was larger, and Sipari was even larger. Okay. Midos halach, liquid, the base of Megdosh, the Nesachim, the Yavish, and dry. Lach for the Nesachim, the wine, the water, Sukkos, the Shemen. It's seven different midos of lach. And yavish, you have the flour, sarin, chatzi sarin. Talked about menachas. Okay. Shiunon beitalki. These are the shiurim they use, or the ones that are used nowadays in Italy. The zumid baris. So we're saying that they used the midbaris once. Which are the smallest ones for the different periods. And we're saying that these were the ones they use in the time of the Mishnah in Italy. V'yesha omru, there are some shiurim. Hakol ufimashu adam. They don't have a set shiur. They are subjective to the person, his size, etc. Hakoy means esa mincha. When it does kmitz on a mincha. You know what you do a mincha? It's the first of the four avodas of mincha. Take three fingers, put them on your palm, put it into the flour, and you let the flour get into your hand. That's the kmitza. V'achoyven esa keteiras. Chfina from Keteiros. It's part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol puts his two hands into a cleave full of Keteiros and fills up a Malei Chalfanov. Then brings into the Kodesh Kedoshim his Matir, referred to as Chfina. It's spoken in Yuma He'alaph. It's not the Keteiros that was done every day, that was a different shear. A Sheisik Melugim Mikippurim, the shear. Kari's Yom Kippur's Malugmov, which is the amount you put into your mouth, it fills up one cheekful. It looks like Malugmov, Kimmel looks like both cheekfuls are full, if you're looking at the person from the side. Less than that would be Shir Chatzshiros from the Torah. You also find Malugmov, how much you have to drink from a Koyshal Baracha. Malugmov, Kiddush Abdullah, Kais is different. Kamazin shtei sudais la'erev, two sudais. To make it erev tchumen, to allow you to go 2,000 amos in that direction. Two sudais for every person that's using the erev, two sudais each. It's probably in that person. How big you are, how small you are. They say it's only l'kula, not l'chumra. Meaning to say as follows. If you're a person needs less, you're sickly, so you go with a minimum amount. Someone who eats a lot doesn't have to go more than the average. So it's average or less. Average or less. You don't have to go more. Fine. Now, two sudais, two sudais of bread, it would be something you would eat with bread. It's peanut butter, herring. The weekday meals, the Shabbos meals. Each one's trying to be mekel. They have a machlokes. When does a person eat less? According to Meir, Shabbos eat a lot. Shabbos, people have an appetite, kishmak of food. It's a weekday you eat less. He says, no, the opposite. Shabbos, 53 meals, so you eat less at each meal. It's smaller meals. Okay. So, I guess we're going, each person, you have to know what you would eat. He says Shabbos, he says Chol. And again, the max is average person. Shimon Omer. Okay. So give a little gum over here before we go on. The following shim we're going to be giving up, someone made a Erev Tchum with pas, bread. They're trying to figure out that shir of two sudais of an average person. Does that mean that these Tanoim are arguing what we said before? We said, Shtafimashu Adam. No, you could say. That's for the weak or schwach person. This is for the person who eats a lot. This is the max. There's no machlekes. Others they say other Rishon Rashi. There's a machlekes. Different pshatim. Shimon Aimer, Shimon Aimer, Shimon Aimer. The other is like kikar, Mishalish like kaf. Okay, so what's the shir? You take 2/3 of a loaf of bread. Type of loaf that you make 3 from a kav. Well, let's see. A kav is 24 eggs. Okay? So this loaf is 1/3 of a kav, is 8 eggs. So 2/3 of that comes out to 5 1/3. That's 2 sudas. It comes out lefir b'shim, and a third loaf of bread is 1 suda. But if you said 2/3, is 2 sudas, then 1/3 is 1 suda. So it's only the Gabi Erev, he's very makel. Regulator Bashiman would say you need a half loaf of bread. 4 eggs. Is a suda. Here's being makel, it's less. It's 1/3 of an eighth. 3/8. No. Not 3/8. No, I'm sorry. 1/3. 1/3 of an 8 egg loaf. 2 point something. What is the share for 2 sudais? Loaf of bread. You buy from the baker with a pinyon. A time when the baker is buying 4 saw of chitim for a sala. So let's go through the math. A sala is 48 pudgins. Okay? Now, he's taking a sela and he's buying 4 saw. 4 saw is 24 kav. So he's getting the pidyon is getting a chatzi kav chitim. Okay, so he paid for a chatzi kav chitim. The baker paid a pundit. He doesn't sell for that much because he's got to be paid for his labor and all his efforts. So he's going to sell to you for your pidyon. He's going to give you only a quarter kav. Okay? Quarter kav is 6 eggs. Because a kav is 24 eggs. So for your pidyon, you're going to get a 6 egg worth of bread. That's the shear. So, and you have to set the whole loaf of bread. So the kumtais b'yechim and b'shimon are two different things. According to b'shimon, it's an 8 loaf bread. B'yechim and b'yechim, it's a 6 egg loaf. And what's the shear? Fear b'shimon, 2/3 of that loaf. B'yechim and b'yechim says you need the whole loaf. 6 eggs. Mishnah base. Some things have large shiurim. Mali tarvid rakav. A spoonful of schmutz. The kuf of a mace, his bones. Where most decomposes. Spoonful is mtami b'oil u'masa, but not b'maga. Use a large spoon for to measure this. Kamal tarvid gadol sharefin, large spoon of the doctors. They use in preparing their medications. Gris negoyim. Gris is a bean. It's broken into two. It's half a bean. It's used for the shear of tzaras, one gris. Negibotim is two grisim. Here's a large gasa, large one. Kigrisa kilkali, from the land of Kilkal. So this is somewhere in Turkey. There's negib for Tumas Nida, for a kesim, shear gris. Oichom yamekipurim, kasevis agas, a large dry date. Kamoya karnas it and its pit. It's the vital of the Inui. They say over here, that you use those two parts. The part in between the airspace is not included. Flasks of wine and oil. Shiran, their shear. To retire them is kipika. Their ball. Gedoyla shalahan, their large bowl. Anything smaller than that hole, they could plug it up with the ball. So it has to be at least that size. A window. Okay, so if you have a person or kalim or eichlim that are underneath an oil with a mace, tumas oil. If there's a chitz in between them, there's a mace in one of them, tuma does not transmit. Unless there's a pesa between them, it's at least a tefa by tefach. That's if it's regular pesach. If it's only there for or, if it's not there for any purpose, that's different. So what's a ma'or shlanasiv adam is a pesa between two rooms. It was created on its own. For example, you open up a hole in a wall because of water, bugs, or somehow something, so it was opened up by water or bugs, or stomach fell down. So it doesn't transmit tuma, tefa by tefa, it has to be larger shir mali egrif. That shir mali egrif has to be a large fistful. That's assuming he didn't minachet for shimush. If he said, I'm going to use it, then it goes by according to whatever you see, he thought about. So we're talking about a window. Shalnasa b'deldam. You're right, the transmit tum would be a mali egrif gadol. The egrif, the fist of ben batiach, large man. Very large, strong man. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Yeshne Beresh Kaladim. His fist is like everybody else's head. But if it was made by man to bring light into the house, shiura is kamal machdech gadol shalishka, large hammer of lishka. There's much even less than a tefach. Shukepudyan italki, which is like the pudyan, the idol and coin, kesela and neiraynis. The cellar that was minted by Nero. Kamala Nekev Shabal. The hole that they make in the hole of an animal. It was the size of Mali Machter Kodoshalushka.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.